Blog Talk Radio.
That's a symbol of my love. Shout out to Chase. Oh my gosh, I super love him. That was a symbol of your love by Chase Jay. So definitely want to shout him out. Definitely love that song. You're tuned into Vamp City right here on Dollhouse Radio. And we're starting a little late tonight, 12:30 a.m. Our usual time, you guys, is 12 a.m. So don't get it mixed up. Next week we'll be here at 12 a.m. So definitely put that on your calendars. We're just a little behind tonight. So we're going to jump right into it because we have a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, a lot of stuff to cover. So we're just going to bring in my co-host right now. We have James. Timer's going to be out tonight and taking his place. It's going to be Cobra Commander that's going to take his place tonight. So, hi, James.
Hello, boss mommy. Hola.
Hola.
Hey. How you be is this evening, this early part
good.
Of the
evening?
Good.
It's late. Oh, my gosh. Crazy day. But we're here, and we're definitely excited because last week we had a lot of stuff to talk about. Tonight we have a lot of stuff to talk about, too.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Cobra, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hello, people. How are you all? Hello, Vamp City. It's going to be interesting.
Hey.
There's the man right there.
So we have our topic tonight. We're going to talk about exorcisms. I want to talk about exorcisms. We threw in curses. We're going to talk about curses also. Our mini topic, we're going to talk about poltergeist. So we're just going to start because we're running a little late. So I want to start with exorcisms because, and everybody, I'm pretty sure out there, this is not a topic that nobody knows about. Like, everybody has heard about an exorcism or, you know, you've seen movies with exorcisms in it. So I'm pretty sure this is not foreign to you. James.
Yes.
Exorcism. When I say that word, what is the first thing? I mean, one, do you believe that these things happen? Or is this something that you just, you know, you really don't think about? You don't believe the a lot of cases have actually come out, especially in the 60s, the 70s, when exorcisms were really, like, going on. Like, because lately, well, honestly, I don't know if they're still going on now, but I'm pretty sure they have some here and there. But in the 60s and 70s, there were lots of exorcisms going on, more than now. So do you believe, and, like, when a lot of cases came out that some people were possessed, do you believe in that, number one? I want to ask that.
Well, abso-freaking-lutely. Definitely, I think, exists all these demons that possess all these human souls, especially, have you taken a look at the news lately? I mean, that's another key thing to look into of how possibly there is demon possession going on as far as exorcisms and stuff like that. We kind of touched on this a little bit last week when we talked about how, you know, how out of nowhere a certain person just wakes up one day and just started killing people or committing suicide or doing something outlandish that has no explanation whatsoever. And I feel that it's even worse than it's ever been probably in the history of mankind, I think, because just taking a look at what's been going on is like, you know.
I think there's so many crazy people out in the world that the exorcisms are not happening anymore because there's too many people possessed, right? So
yes. Actually, I kind of said this last week when I actually brought that up as a question. Why does it seem like evil is so stronger than good?
Mm-hmm.
And I basically answered my own question when I really thought about it. It's basically after when you were basically explaining it to our listeners out there on your thoughts why, and I took it as, well, because there's a lot of weak-minded people. Weak-minded people with and have no souls in them themselves, basically. It kind of like what we were talking about at the end of the last show when we were talking about people who don't know what their purpose is in their life.
Mm-hmm.
They basically are just walking in limbo. They might as well be dead. You know what I mean? It's like, I feel like, as far as for me, I know that I have a purpose. I know damn well I do. Because there's certain things that have happened that led me to believe that. And I do believe in things happen for a reason. And it was written before I stepped foot on this planet. And I know my purpose.
So,
are you saying
that people maybe without that are walking around like zombies and soulless, those people are easier to basically be possessed, or
exactly.
We call them people, that, you know, these entities to walk in.
Yes.
Because they are so just not there, you know. They're not really, they don't know what they want to do here on this earth. They don't think they probably belong. Why do you think this happens? I want to go to Commander. The same question to you about the exorcisms. Do you believe in exorcism?
Well, I believe in exorcism really strong. And the ironic thing you said was in the 50s and 60s, it was real strong, and now it's real strong. If you notice, the same type of culture is still happening in both scenarios. The drug culture is real strong now, and as it was in the 50s and 60s. And a lot of people don't believe that those drugs, those psychedelic drugs, allow your will to go down, which is allowing more people to be possessed. You know, and also one of the main things we're used to, in the, especially in the world today, is the marijuana. The marijuana, people don't understand, marijuana attracts certain type of things. Besides the high you're looking for, that smell was used for eons and eons to bring in different type of spirits you wanted to bring before you. Now, you're doing these type of things, you're allowing yourself to be brought into. I believe in exorcism. I believe in demonic forces. I believe it's at an all-time high right now, and people are not just seeing it. You're feeling it. You're witnessing it. It's everything. It's everything on a whole different level. How someone of normal stature, of normal, what they call state of mind, all of a sudden just go into a school and start killing everyone for no reason. That's possession. Something came over them that got felt the control of them. And I believe that. I truly believe that. And I believe, like you said just a few minutes ago, they're not doing no exorcism because the greatest trick is the devil saying we don't exist. So, oh, no. They like to dismiss it as psychological problems. No.
Right.
They like to. I hate that. That's the biggest con to me. Which is they like to dismiss things with, well, he has psychological problems. I used this the other day, just on Urban Society, and I used it. The guy with Colorado that went into the movie theater, you can't tell me that man wasn't possessed. You can't tell me he was possessed.
No, definitely wasn't possessed. If you look at his face, what reminds me of what you just said, if you look at that man's face, that's the one with the orange hair, go back and look at the videotape with him. The when he's in court, right afterwards when they got him, he goes to court. Look at his face. His face looks totally different, like he's confused of what went on. Like,
absolutely.
I did that? That's how he looks. Just look at his face.
It's like they're telling him what he did. It's like they're telling him what he did, and he's like, for real?
I'm serious. He's like,
did I do that?
Look at his face. Like, I did that?
Exactly.
It's horrible. It's
really horrible. And we said this before, and we said this last week. Don't get it twisted. Demons do not make you do. They cannot, like, make you do stuff. Now, with it now, in that way, I want to walk on that very, I want to glide on that very softly, because that's I'm telling a lie there. They cannot make you, a person who has free will, they cannot make you do anything, okay? They can insinuate things. They can, you know, persuade you to do things, but they cannot actually make you do the act. They just whisper in your ear to get you to do things. But a person who is already gone and already who has, like, somebody who's on the dark side who is committed, let's say committed. And when I say committed, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Okay. Somebody who's committed, different story. Now we're talking about something different. Someone who's committed, they have no control because things can walk in and out of them like you're committed. So it's like you have no control of what's going on now. So, hey, that's a whole different topic. So, you know, and you guys know what I'm talking about committed, right? I don't have to say
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
Committed.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But it's like what you said. This is really going back in what you said a couple of weeks ago about Amityville, where the guy was saying something was talking to him, something was telling him, and it's not, and it was to the point that it almost drove him crazy. That's what the demons can't make you. As long as you're free will, they can't make you, but they can raise up a conversation piece with you about something. And they will conversate. They won't let you sleep. They won't let you eat. They will keep coming and coming and coming until you either expel them away from you or you do what they said for that comfort or release of having your mind. And see, and that's what most people, but as you said, people of committed state, they have no control. They have no
will.
And so they just open vessels. They're open vessels. And they just jump right in there.
They could jump right in, and control. We talked about that video that's on YouTube with the girl where you could see the demon jumps in her. And she literally, her body, the demon was trying to fit inside of her body. And you could literally see him trying to, well, it, trying to, you know, fill out her body and fit into it. And it was so weird. Now, anybody could sit, look at the video and be like, oh, that is fake. I've seen so many people say, oh, that's fake. But somebody like us, we know different, okay? And I know better. To know and look, and I felt that spirit. That was a evil thing, and it was just really weird that it just all of a sudden changed personalities, and it attacked a man. You know, this is the person that was sitting beside her. He started choking the man on the. She started choking the man on the trailer on the train.
Wow.
So, hello. And then, if you notice at the end, she came back, and she was like, "What happened?" She didn't even know what happened. She just choked this man. So I call them jumpers. They jump in and out of the vessels that they can jump in and out. Now, people, certain people, they cannot because they don't have the authority. They can't do that. Because we have something called free will, and they're not welcome if we don't want them there. So.
Well, I had experience. I watched something. I don't know if you all watch American Got Talent. I was watching an old video, America Got Talent. There's a magician on there that referred to an entity as Desmond. And they did, he was a magician. And what really brought my attention, because in the process of doing my research, I came across that clip, how he referred to the entity as Desmond that helps him to create a show. He literally said, if Desmond does not show up, there is no show.
Right.
He literally said, he literally touched and told, what's that girl? Used to be a Spice Girl. What's her name?
Which one?
Oh, Mel B.
Mel B. How she said, I'm going to put Desmond inside of you. And she invited that. And you saw how her body started jerking. But she's like, I don't feel nothing. But you can see him literally trying to fill her up. I'm like, ooh, that's kind of freaky. That tripped me out.
Damn.
It really tripped me out. And this is for entertainment. And a lot of people don't know, you can invite them, and they'll give you a certain amount of power. But his thing was magician. He wanted to be the best magician. Well, we'll entertain you with that. I'll do this, but in return, I want this. He's going to pay that price in return.
Well, it comes with the saying, nothing is free. Everything comes with a price.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
But
You got to be careful of the people who are sitting there like saying, I heard so many people say, oh, I would do anything to do this. And I think when you say certain stuff, you got to be careful because certain things are always lingering around, just praying on you. And they're praying on people. And they heard that, what you said, and they'll come out of nowhere.
That's right.
Oh, really? Would you be willing to do this? You know?
Let's test that theory.
Just sign your soul. I mean, sign here.
Exactly. To this record label. Or to this.
Oh, please. Please.
You don't want to go. You don't want to go there.
Yeah, we can do a marathon on that.
Because I'm
anyways.
Meanwhile, that can wait.
Go
on. But it's deep stuff, though. It's just. It really is. Sometimes you have to really think, like, wow, like, what's next? That's what I always say. Like,
no, I'm not
next?
Surprised by anything. And I think for the people who always like to sit back and be like, that's not true. Oh, my gosh, those people are crazy. Those are the people who exactly knows what's going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to you.
Exactly.
Right. And I'm sick of those people that are saying, oh, he's crazy. The finger pointers. They're crazy, but you're the one, you know exactly what's going on. You know this guy is not crazy. You know what's going on. And I think that we are in the time that people are not stupid anymore. People are not stupid. People are waking up, and they're not dumb. They're realizing what's going on. Veils are being lifted. And people see that more than what they are saying. Come on. These movies that are put out, like when you watch the Emily Rose, you know the Emily Rose, her name wasn't really Emily Rose. She had, they didn't use her real name, number one. But that story was a true story, okay?
Yep.
That really happened, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She was really possessed. She died when they were trying to get the demons out. She died, okay? So if you look at that story, look at, let's talk about that story. They tried to say that she had, what is the disease when your body, like, contorts and what's it called? It's like, it's a name they call it where, because her body would just, you know, because of the demons, they would twist her up and make her, like, if you've seen the movie.
I know what you're talking about.
Would,
I know what you're talking
what's
about.
What's it called?
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Dang it. They have a word, and because people do that. And I think the people who do that, it's something going on. It's just people like to make up shit and say, oh, it's a medical thing, it's that.
Yeah,
no,
take this pill.
Let's look deeper into it.
Yeah.
It's no way that somebody
it's
can bend
up.
Their whole body back, almost to the point where they break their whole back.
Yes.
And still live.
Well, it's like...
And then change their voices.
Crawl up on the wall.
Yeah,
that's deep. But the thing about it is, it's like with the Emily situation, a lot of people don't know that the movie The Exorcism was a real story, too, though, but it was actually a boy.
Yes, it was a boy. Yep.
It was a male rather than a female. They changed that.
That's right.
But it was and the priest that did exorcise that from that boy, both of them died from that.
Yep.
They died from that, you know. Because they chose to take that in them, and one committed suicide, and one literally had a heart attack. So everything in that movie was basically individual.
Yes.
This was an exorcism that was recorded by the Catholic Church.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't tell me they dress it up. As you put it, they like to say it's this disease, but they dressing it up to cover it up because it's prevalent now. It's so, and if you notice, there's a lot of demonic possession movies coming out, back to back.
Yeah.
It's almost they're trying to romanticize it. This could be happening, but it's not that bad. You know, they're making comedies about it. You know, it's really kind of disturbing.
I don't
see nothing romantic and cute about a demon. So, I'm not interested. I honestly think that a lot of people, like I told you guys before, certain movies I can't watch because trust me, I'm not scared of none of the stuff. Half the stuff, if I do decide to watch certain stuff, I do my own little thing to make sure that nothing comes through. And when I say that, I think that certain things that are on, for some reason, I get the energy that it's, I don't want it to come through my house, put it like that, okay? That might sound weird to some people, but certain things that are that type of category, if I choose to watch, I make sure that I do a blessing, and I have to. And I do something around my TV where I make sure it does not come through because I have this feeling that, yes, some things can come through. And I believe that. Some things can come through. And some things come through and some people wonder why so many things are active in their house. It's because of what we watch. It's because of what you're watching. So that right there, you got to be careful. What's the vampire thing I told you guys about before? I can never get through the whole damn first one. So I can tell you I never watched the whole series of it. It's called, what's the vampire one? The real popular one. The one that's real corny.
Oh, the one that's,
Twilight?
Yeah, garbage.
Twilight. Every time I watch Twilight, not because it's scary. I love the Underworld vampire.
Oh, Underworld. Awesome.
I've seen all of them, okay?
Oh, that's fantastic. I love
them. The Twilight one, for some reason, when that movie comes on halfway through it, I start feeling sick every time. Every time. Okay? Maybe I'm sensitive, But I don't feel good every time I try to watch it. I've tried to watch it like 3-4 times. To the point now, I just say, forget it. I will never watch it. I have not watched the first one, because I will watch the second one, because I haven't watched the first one. I haven't watched the third one. I haven't watched none, because I can't get
through
the first
one. I watch none of them because it looked corny.
Yeah, that's
but
already three
right,
too many.
It is corny. It is corny, but it's something about that particular one. It's something about
know,
that
India,
movie.
You know, India, you know, they'll use demons, and the devil will use stuff that's light. They don't jump on the exorcism and get you. They'll jump on something like Twilight. It's like my dad used to tell me. He said, if I was the devil, I wouldn't use Metallica or the Black Sabbath. I'll use Chicago, which is the least one you least expect to possess you through music. Chicago, everybody like music. You wouldn't think of that. They use the light stuff to hit the predominant because it's light. It's nice. The little girl is like Edward and all that stuff, but it hits everybody. You won't use the hard stuff. It's already hard.
right.
So that's the way I look at it, wouldn't you? That's something about it. You know, I'm gonna put it to you like this. What you said with Twilight, I have a problem with Constantine, the TV show and the movie. It makes me really vulnerable. It makes me feel eerie because there's something about it. Something that just don't. You know, you get that tendency like I do. It just rub your spirit wrong way. It's like the red lights are going off in your head. Something about that just don't touch me right. And, yeah, it's on TV, and it's supposed to be. Okay, I give you another movie that did it. It was on TV. It was a remake. Remember that remake of Rosemary Bailey with Zoe? Rubbed me wrong. That rubbed me wrong that I couldn't even watch it.
No. Yeah.
So it's demonic forces come through lots of stuff. The least stuff you think wouldn't bother you would bother you if you're sensitive and you have your eyes open.
No. The haunting series, the haunting, all those little series that come on paranormal, the little series, all that stuff. I have to make sure I do my blessings because if I watch that and I'm telling you, it's always, because it's so weird, but it's like almost inviting because it's so much demonic stuff out there where, you know, the content, what they're talking about, people are being bothered by demons or spirits, entities, possession. So I'm looking at, because I saw one, and this one really creeped me out. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. And I was just like, you know what? I got to stop. I can't watch it no more. So what I do is I don't really watch it. Now, it's certain stuff that I will watch, and I don't mind watching because it doesn't bother me. Most of the vampire stuff, it don't bother me, except Twilight stuff. Like, for some reason, a haunting, all that stuff, when they reenact stuff.
Yeah.
This is, like, based on true stories now, you guys.
Yep.
So, for some reason, a lot of that, I just be like, it's not scary. Don't get me wrong. I'm not scared of it. It's just something about it. I don't want to watch it. Like, I'd rather just watch something else, turn my TV, because it's just a lot. Shoot, let's talk about Adult Swim.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching Adult Swim one night, and I was
demonic.
Like, do I have to do a blessing for this?
Yeah, that's real demonic. Yeah, it's real demonic, especially that pickle, Mr. Pickle. Oh, that's just really demonic. That's real demonic.
Damn.
But
I'm like, wait a minute. No, maybe I have to get my salt out. So, you know. Right.
Exactly.
James knows
exactly.
I go through my. Please.
Yes.
Somebody came over and was like, why you got all this salt? I said, okay.
On Family Guy. Oh, but here's another one. You know those the celebrity haunting they used to show on TV?
Yeah.
Yes.
I literally had a bad experience when, you remember Tito Ortiz was telling about his haunting with his, at that time he was dating Jaina Jameson in his house?
I turned
that off because it felt funny. Did you not know I literally had to unplug my TV at the wall because my TV kept on popping back on?
Wow.
I remember that one. That house.
That one,
but you know what? You know, another thing that you say that, Commander, I think what it is, because the sensitive part, when you're sensitive, you can, it's like almost like you're there. So that's what
exactly.
The creepy thing is for me, for a haunting and all those. And I saw the Jenna Jameson one, and just that house, because I remember that house, because something was in that little door thing they had upstairs. That place looked haunted, and I would have walked in and said, this place is bad. This place is something. If you couldn't tell that something was in that damn house, then they must
be
blind or something. Right.
Here's the thing. And another thing that really kept on messing with me, it kept messing with me. I turned the TV off, and the biggest thing I kept getting, it was the haunted aspect of it, and I smelled sulfur in my house. I'm like,
uh-oh.
I need to turn this off.
Mm-hmm.
I kept smelling the sulfur. I'm like, oh, let me down. So I thought I'm literally unplugging stuff to stop it because it was just, it's just that smell. And if you smell sulfur before, that's just, oh, it makes you nauseated.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It's really bad.
Right.
That's true, yeah. You don't want to smell sulfur.
That's not good either if you do. If you're smelling that, that's definitely not good.
Wow.
This
is deep stuff. I mean,
you're not going to make me saw down my house tonight.
Right. I don't get it. I keep lots of salt around me. I got probably
about a bucket.
What extra? You know, most salt, like when you buy it at the store, it lasts people a whole year, right?
I have to go. I literally go to the Sam Club. I go to the Sam Club to get the heavy duty ones.
Right.
I get the big ones, the bucket full. You know.
It's nothing wrong with that. I feel that, you know, in this world that we're in, especially now that I think that so many people are waking up and so many people are feeling or knowing who they are now and what you are, I think that, you know, it's needed because, I mean, it's so many things running around here, you know, that don't like you. So you've got to protect. You got to protect yourself. You got to protect yourself. Trust me, I feel that a lot of people. And this is another subject, off the subject of exorcisms.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's a lot of people who are afraid, and we'll talk about fear on another show. But I think that just touching on it real quick, it's so many people out here that fear so much stuff. They fear everything. So it's so easy for the people, if you are somebody who is afraid all the time, you attract more demons than you know. Because,
absolutely.
See, they feed off of fear. And if you're somebody that's afraid, all they got to do is scare you to do stuff because you're scared.
You're scared
of everything. They love it. So the fear demons come, and they love it because you're scared of this. You're scared of that. You're afraid of this and this person and that. You got to start overcoming that and being more just proactive about your life and trusting and having faith that, you know, whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. And I don't think no more about, like, oh, this and that. I'm not scared of nothing. And I feel that if something was in front of me right now, trust me, I'm not scared of it because I feel that who I deal with has the authority overall, and trust me, when you're working with the right person and on the right team, nothing you should be afraid. You shouldn't be afraid of nothing at all. So I want to just encourage people to be more proactive, be more positive, and don't be so afraid. Don't be afraid. I used to tell you guys that at one point in my life, I would not go to sleep until the morning time because I wasn't who I am now. And I was so afraid, and I was so like, oh, my gosh, it was just so bad, you guys. You don't understand. And I would just wait till the morning to go to sleep because I could not go to sleep. I just felt like if I go to sleep, you know, I'm going to have this bad dream, I'm going to have the paralyzed sleep, or something's going to be there. I didn't know what's going to, or something's going to be here. I just feared. But I didn't understand that I was attracting more stuff to me than anything.
Absolutely.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you were a magnet to them, basically. That
but
bright
now,
up, come one,
I
come
turn
all.
That light off?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I go to sleep, and if something bothers me, you better get away from me. Leave me alone. Don't play with me. I'm not in them. Get out.
Sure.
Like, I don't play. They don't even come because you can't come. You can't even come, like, that close.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. My angels are, like, huge, and they're outside, and they're watching. So they don't even want to come. And if they do try, it's ain't nobody scared. That's the thing. Don't be afraid. Some people who believe in this type of stuff, they're afraid. It's a lot of people out there who are listening now that don't like to talk about this type of stuff but are going through and experiencing so many things. I get tweets on a DM sometimes, and I get emails to my email of people saying, you know what, India, I want to call in next week because I think I want to talk about this. But they never do because they're afraid. Or, you know what, I like what you talked about. I relate to that because I'm going through that. But people are afraid to talk about it. You're afraid that you've been calling and talk about it because you don't want to seem crazy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But
cut
also,
it out.
But India, also you have to look at it. It's a fear, and we're freedom fighters. We know what it is. We can see for what it is, and we have protection. These people who are experiencing these things are afraid because they don't know how to fight. They don't have the
right
things
true.
Fighting
that's
for
true.
Them too.
That
so you
true.
Can just and you get on this radio station. You might as well just put a flag outside your house because it's coming. And so we have to be proactive in showing them how to protect themselves. Because the thing about it is, no one taught us. We had to learn through trial and error.
That's right.
You know? That is true.
You know, you put, like my father said, you broadcast to the devil. You just believe he's gonna listen. And when you put it out there, and you put it out of your fear, and you put your fear on a public forum like this, it's people listening. Good, the bad, and the ugly. So that's one of my things. That's all.
Yeah.
That could be a part of
okay.
that fear.
Well, good start to the show, you guys. If you're just tuning in, you're tuned into Vamp City right here on Dollhouse Radio. We're going to go into curses. Cast members, do you believe in curses? James, curses. Do you believe in curses? Is that something you just say, well, whatever?
Well, obviously,
whatever.
I use curses, but that's a different way of explaining this. But this is not what we're talking about. The curses that we're talking about is basically things that happen for a certain reason, like some sort of spell was put on a person or a certain family. That's been documented, certain things like this happen. Now, yes, and I do believe, to answer your question, yes, I do believe in curses. I think that definitely does exist because there's certain things that I've noticed, especially when it comes to certain families. It seems like there's always something always tragic happens. You know, either the way someone dies in a family or some other weird thing happens out of nowhere, certain accident or, you know, death. Yeah, it's just, I do believe those things happen. What's the originality, the origin for that? It all depends on what happened. Did a person was that a payment from somebody that because they sold their soul, that was what happened? You know, in other words, the family gets cursed because of that one family member who was just basically greedy and wanted it all in a nice quick fix. I mean, there's a whole bunch of reasons why curses happen. It could be for revenge, like they basically want to get
right.
back at somebody, and they just out-curse
you. Well, do
you
remember the movie Paranormal Activity, which is very fake?
Yeah.
Remember that movie?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why
mm-hmm.
in the movie, what it was saying, which I believe that can happen, they were saying that remember the whole basis around it was back in the days, one of their family members made a deal with the devil. And
that's right.
because
that's
right. they did, they sold all of the first boys, or was it the girls?
The girls.
Okay.
The girl.
So every girl that they had, one of them would get possessed.
That's right.
Or go through some type of whatever, because that was the deal.
That was the payment, yep.
So something like that. You know, and that's what that movie was about. If you look at all the Paranormal Activities, even though they were stupid, Just the background on that was something what we're talking about. But me, when it comes to curses, when somebody just try to say, like, oh, you know, like if somebody try to, you know, put something on you and they, you know, like I really don't believe in it. Because now do I think that it works on some things? Maybe so. But I feel that in order for a curse to work, number one, the person doing it has to believe, and the person that is getting it has to feel like in a way that they believe in it too. I don't believe in curses. I believe that no one can curse you. I believe that no one has the power to bring things to you that you don't want. Because, see, what I believe is if I feel somebody did that, what I do is I send it back. So I don't believe that somebody, if I feel that that's what I have to do, then you send it back. But I don't believe that nobody can curse you. I believe that, you know, if you sit there and you're like, oh, my gosh, they are. Like, you know, you're scared and you're thinking like, oh, you know, you believe in what they just said and she say all her little magical stuff and it sounds real good. Trust me, if you don't believe in it, it's not going to work. I don't care. But most people buy into it, so guess what? Because I think half of it is intention, right? We talked about intention before, where intention is very real. It's kind of magical. Because if you have intent to do something wrong to somebody and harm them, you can put that out in the universe, too, to make it happen. But I also feel for the person who's getting it has to believe somewhat. I don't believe that you can just magically put something on somebody. I don't think that somebody has that power. And if they do have that power, somebody who's knowing, like myself, I don't think you have the power. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because
I hear you.
I feel that, you know, what you put out, I can throw it back. Because you know that whatever you do, especially when you put harm on somebody, that person who gave it is always going to get it 10 times back. So even if you talk to the worst witch on earth, they don't try to do stuff like that because they know they're going to get it back. They're going to get it back regardless. They're going to get it back. Unless they just don't care about getting it back. But they're going to get it back. Trust me.
Well,
for everything that you put out, whether it's good or bad, you get back. So it's kind of like choose your magic wisely. Because you will get it back, whatever you put out. To me, it's stupid. It's dumb. So why would I want to put something bad or curse somebody's family or this and that? Why? You know?
Well,
and I told you guys the story of somebody said that somebody tried to do something to me. And I told you guys that story like 3-4 times on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you what happened. Right when the lady walked up to me, didn't know me, told me, I said, and guess what? It did happen. It was happening. It was happening, but I wasn't aware of whatever was going on because I really wasn't focused at this time on none of this stuff, okay? I was really blinded, and a lot of stuff was happening, and she basically, what she was doing, she was jealous, and when the lady brought it to my attention right away, that's when it ended. And I said, oh, I know who it is. She said, I don't want to tell you who it is because I don't want to start anything. She knew who it was. I said, you don't have to tell because I know who it is. As soon as she said that, I knew exactly her face came in my head. I knew who it was. And we immediately broke off as friends, which is really weird because she knew I knew without telling her. She knew I knew. She knew. She's I'm not going to say what she is, but she knew. She knew I knew, okay? And when this happened, I told you guys, I don't do anything to people. I'm not, and somebody put that out on Twitter before, and I want to confirm this. I'm not a witch. Let's get that straight. People have put that out, that I'm a witch, and I'm not a witch. Duh. If that was something that if I was into, I would definitely say that. I would not be ashamed of that. But I'm not a witch. So let's get that straight. Huh?
Well, can I? I'm gonna say this.
Basically, tried to do something because I am a sensitive. Because I am somebody that comes from a spiritual family. I don't have to be a witch to know the stuff I know. Trust me, and you know that, Commander. We don't have to be witches, duh. her hair fell out. Mm. All her hair started falling out. She had beautiful hair. All the hair fell out. It wasn't me. It was what she did was trying to do to me. It came back to her. So what I tell you is just be careful that if you're somebody out there that, you know, you try to do stuff, that's why I don't believe in curses. So right off, that lady was like, well, you need to do this to break it and this, that. I told that lady, I said, you know what? I know how to break it. I said, I don't believe in it. So she can't harm me. What she's trying to do is amateur. I said, I'm not even interested how to break it. Let her do whatever she does. And I went on about my life. You get what I'm saying? And guess what? I got married to the guy she was trying to break me up with. I got married to him. So just to show you guys. So I want to let you know that don't give people the power. Sometimes we turn the power over to people because they get you with that fear. And with that fear, you give up your power. When you give up your power, then all kind of stuff can happen. You damn right things can happen then. Yes.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to tell you the thing about it with curses that I believe in. I've seen a curse work, and I've also seen a curse disappear from here in Florida. Got involved with a girl from New Orleans, broke her heart, and she put a curse on him. And literally for almost 20 years, my grandmother said, something wrong, he won't tell me. I was like 16 years old. Every time he tried to leave for a car accident, he'd get extremely ill, break out on stuff. For no reason, and doctors couldn't tell him what was wrong with him. Grandma said, okay,
but
I'm
did he know
down.
What was wrong with him? Did he know that girl did that?
He didn't know. He didn't know.
Okay,
grandma,
see, that's different when you don't know. But when you know,
grandma,
you
he didn't know.
Right.
No, he didn't know. Grandma talked to him on the phone. He just said, I'm just ill and I don't know why. And, you know, grandma being super sensitive in what she does, she's like, I'm on my way. She came down there and realized that my uncle was cursed. She said, did her little thing, saw and did her thing. We left that night, went out of Florida. He didn't have a problem. This was 20 years of this going through this. He said, 2 days later, my uncle said, I got a phone call from a friend of mine. The girl fell ill with everything he had and died in the hospital 2 days later.
Yeah.
It came back around.
Yeah, you got to
be
right.
Right back
around. You got to be careful.
Because he didn't
That's
know.
Right.
And grandma said, because he didn't know, it went on for so long. But she met somebody that did know what to do. And he said once that karma was out there in 20 years, he said 20 years instantly on her. That's why she died.
Oh, it don't matter if it's 50 years. It's going to always come back. That's one thing people don't get. What you put out, you get back. That the universe is very real. The universe is very strong. And what you put out, bad, negative, whatever, it will come back. Whether you believe in karma or not, a lot of people like to say karma does not apply anymore. I heard that, but I do not believe that what you put out, you definitely going to get back. And one thing about the universe, it might take it 30 years to come back to you, but it will get
but
to you
coming.
Sooner or later. And if it doesn't catch up to you, definitely when you get in before, like when you stand before God, definitely you're going to have to answer to somebody, put it like that. So,
well, And in my existence, my grandma also said, if it don't catch up with you, that goes to the true statements, the sins of the father lands upon the children sometimes. That literally just pass over, that karma. And so my grandmother said that can pass over. So you best to live your life righteously so you don't pass things on to your own children. Because karma will go into another generation on you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, put it like this. Like, what you're saying right now, like, say when I say I don't believe in curses, what I mean by that, I'm not saying I don't believe they exist. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I choose not to believe that. I don't choose to believe that somebody can do that because I don't want to give them that power. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's like, now that I'm awake, you know stuff. You know when something's going on. You know when this is that, and then you got angels who are keeping you alerted of all the little sneaky things and people. So, you know, I think that is different now for me. But I just choose not to believe that. I just don't want to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that it's not cases and things that happen, of course, yes. Because there's a lot of women out there who get upset because somebody left them, like your family member, and they do stuff. You know, they're into voodoo or whatever.
Yeah, well,
and they do things. But I just think that when you're dealing with, like, you know, if you're doing voodoo, black magic, whatever it is, mm-hmm. what you put out still is going to come back to you. So the deeper you get into it, I don't care if you're the best at it, it will always
come back.
Come back.
It will come back. Yeah.
Right.
And in that situation where I was telling
you
about my uncle, it was a voodoo situation.
That's why balance is very important. I think a lot of people who are into voodoo, they're very, they're smart because they know this. So if they're doing something, they know the consequences, and they think, I know they think before they do things, because it's like, you know, you want to make sure you feel in your heart that it's the right thing to do, because somebody's done you this or that, and you feel like, you get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Crazy,
yeah.
crazy, you guys. Yeah, so courage is, but to wrap it up with the curse topic, the girl, to end it on a good note, the girl actually ended up talking to me later on in life, and she didn't say sorry, but it was like when she came back, she was apologizing for what happened. And I feel that, you know, you have to be open to that, and I was open to accepting that, because I feel that some people, when they're younger, they don't understand certain things, and they do things because they're upset. And I felt that that was her issue. She was young. She didn't know what she was doing, and she just reacted. She might have been jealous. Or you get what I'm saying? Her relationship wasn't that good. So I kind of feel that, you know,
question.
I accepted her apology, and I forgot about it. We're done with that, and we're cool to this day. So we're not buddy-buddy. Because I feel that once you step on my toe or you try to do something like that, definitely I'm going to hand you with a fork and a spoon real far. But I know how to deal with you. I'm not going to be rude. If I see you, I'll say hi. Come on. I don't let people cross me too many times. I don't let you cross me after you one time. I'm good. And I'll forgive you, but I never forget.
Well, I have a question. Can I ask a question, India?
Yes.
Do you believe in possession? Certain things can be possession, like old antique necklaces and stuff like that.
Yes.
I had somebody
like
just keep me down.
Doll, like the little doll movie, whatever her name is called. Well, that's a fake name too, but
Annabelle.
Yeah,
the Annabelle doll. Yes, I believe things can be possessed.
Yep.
That whole house they have were different art crafts that were possessed, or things that were
saw that.
Different. Huh?
I saw that on Facebook. They had a whole house full of stuff.
They're still alive. What are they called? The Warrens? The Warrens have in their little basement, they hold a lot of autographs that carry a lot of energy. And the reason why they're able to hold it, because Miss Warren, oh my gosh, she's one of my favorites. She's very, like her, oh gosh, she's very strong. Her energy is very strong. She can, they keep it in their house, which is kind of, you know, some people will be like, why? But they keep these things at a bay. Like, these things don't bother them. They've raised their children in the house. You know, they're binded. Like, these things don't mess with them. So, you know,
these
things can be possessed.
Do you know who Ms. Warren kind of remind me of? It was an old TV show.
Who?
I don't know if you all remember this old TV show, Friday the 13th, the TV show, where they had to get these old artifacts and they would keep them. That's what Ms. Warren kind of remind me of. You know, she's literally going out here getting these things and kind of binding them and keeping them away from the world. Because she's like the guardian of that. She's awesome. I love her.
Yeah, she's really good. She's one of the ones that you don't sit and wonder, like, is she real? Like, she just comes off so authentic, and she's not trying too hard. And I have followed her career of her, because she only messed with the top cases when it comes to possession or anything like that. She only fooled with the real stuff, if you notice. She don't go to rinky-dink stuff, people who are thinking it's possession. She go to all the top cases. And most of her investigations, she was on the Amityville House investigation, right? I think she was.
Yeah, she was.
Yes, she was. And a lot of people like to throw that off today and say, oh, there's nothing wrong with that house. That house is fine. Guess what? The demon's body left now. You're probably right. But at that moment and that time, that boy shot his sister, his sister, his brother, his mother, his father, and all the people in the house. Trust me, there was something there. If you don't think that, like, hello? People don't just wake up one day and say, you know what, I'm going to go kill everybody, and then tell you that something told him to do it. It was literally telling him to do it. Give you,
exactly.
They change certain things in the movie to make it better. Of course, we know that. But if you go back and read the article that he actually his testimony he gave, he said it in his testimony that things were telling him to do something. That wasn't made up. That wasn't Hollywood, you guys. He said that. I read the actual clipping that they when he got arrested that night and they were questioning him. If you go back and do your research, Google it, you could see he says that. So that man, to me, in my eyes, was possessed. He was possessed, or he was influenced. If he wasn't possessed, he was influenced. But I think he was
also,
possessed.
But also he said it wasn't just something he just overnight. This was a period of time.
No, this was a process.
This
was
a process
just like
of,
an exorcism.
Constantly.
I mean, a possession, you notice, like, all possessions, they don't just happen in one day. It's gradually things happen. You hear scratching, you hear knocking, you hear noise, then you start smelling stuff. It's like every day or every couple weeks, something gradually happens. So stuff don't happen just overnight. If you want to continue the conversation, call in 646-595-4038. Thank you guys for tuning in. We're here every Monday. Okay, I said that real fast, right? Right.
Yeah, like a machine gun.
Right. I remember one time when I wasn't, because see, I have always been in tune with my stuff, my gifts, but a lot of times I wouldn't accept them. I didn't want to accept it. And I would just be like, because you want to be normal. You don't want to accept it. But I knew it was there. I knew, but I would just push it away. And I remember one time being on Dollhouse Radio a long time ago when we first started. And it's been many shows, like maybe a few shows, where I'll be on. And if I talk about something, especially when we had, remember the show on Sundays? Remember the show with, what was my show, Sunday show?
Yeah, The Brunch.
The Brunch.
Yeah.
Where I would talk, and all of a sudden, I couldn't talk. Like, it would just be like, something's trying to mess me up. I don't know. And I would get the feeling that something would try to mess me up. And something was there, if it was there with me, or if it was on the line or in this dollhouse chat room, I don't know. I felt, and that's how I feel even now. I feel that there are eyes and ears that kind of now they just kind of watch because they don't really touch. But I felt at that time, because I wasn't in tune and protected where I'm at now, that things would try to, like, when I say certain stuff, would try to make it, like, where I don't know what I'm talking about or twist it up a little bit, like, what did she say? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah, I get it.
Right. And I'll sit there and be like, so what I start doing, even now, like I ask my angels, I ask God to just speak through me, just talk, just you know what I'm saying, just tell me what I need to say. Even on my other shows, whatever I need to say, let me say it. Let me be myself. You know, if it's something that I need to say, then let me say it. Don't, you know, just protecting myself from any evil thing that's trying to say something else or, you get what I'm saying? Just had that feeling that something, like, I remember one time, I literally said something and it didn't even make sense because it came out like, blah, 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 like I was talking another language. Like, not like that, but like, it literally, I couldn't talk. And I was just like, what? So we have to be careful because at the same time, when we're doing shows like this, just like the guy who called in on the first night, some people don't want you to, you know, when you're being too positive or you're going too deep, some people don't want you to reach there. But see, one thing I told you guys that God has gave us, it's called free will. And I could do whatever the hell I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, with that being said, I feel that, you know, you can't fear and be afraid. You just got to just ask him to, you know, whatever you need to do. If you're not on radio, you go to your job every day. You know, just have him, just ask more for your angels to be in your life. Ask more for that protection. You know, ask more,
mm-hmm.
just talk to him more to make him be there and have him be there. Because, see, I think what people don't understand is when it comes to God, he doesn't leave you.
No.
Most people leave him, and they don't understand it. And he's not leaving you. You're leaving him. You're going
okay.
further away from him. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So just to put that out there, because you did say earlier, Commander, and just to come back to it, that
yeah.
people who are afraid, it's because they don't know how to protect themselves. So I just want to say that and kind of throw that out there with, you know, some things that I went through before I was protected that would happen to me.
And also, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to research. A lot of people
right.
don't believe.
No.
They research it. Research it. Don't be afraid to just look, because the thing about it is, I'm not trying to get too spiritual. It's the biggest thing I always say is God will come to you if you look for him. He will. And
mm-hmm.
you got to look for him. You got to look for that protection, because the biggest thing with me is like when James came to me tonight and said, hey, you want to fill in? I said, sure. And my angel kept screaming in my head, hey, tell them to ask for the protection. It's a lot of what you said really struck a chord with me. It's a lot of us out there, and God trying to reach these people, but they're afraid. You got to ask for that help. You got to ask
right.
for that protection.
Right.
You got to ask for that leadership, because he wants to use you. But the thing about it, your fear can hinder you from being used. You got to be willing to just go for what you know. Trust me.
Are
at one point, me.
Most people are embarrassed. Most people are
embarrassed.
They don't want to talk about it, but you can't be embarrassed, because what did they say? That if you embarrassed to be, when you're down here on earth, he's going to be embarrassed of you when you come try to come in his house. I kind of feel
exactly.
that we have to stop caring about what other people think. And when people
mm-hmm.
let that go, when you stop caring about what other people think, you will evolve. And I think that's what happens. That's the reason why I'm evolving right now, because I don't care
mm-hmm.
what people think. When people say, don't talk about that type of stuff, number one, trust me, shut your mouth. You don't tell me what to talk about. I talk about whatever I want to talk about. Whatever my angels prepare for me that I need to speak on, that's what I'm going to talk about. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, if I want to say something, I'm going to say it. I'm not going to be that person who's going to sit here and be a mute and not use who I am and all the stuff I went through just to sit here and do nothing. Trust me. It's all for a purpose. I'm definitely going to make sure, you know, I'm heard. And if that's what I want to talk about, and if some people don't like it, then guess what? I don't care.
Well, the thing
I don't
about
care.
It is, you have angels like I do. Your voice is your power. That's all.
That's
right.
Your
it
voice
is
your power. It's your power.
That's right.
It is.
And that is your power, and that's your voices which will drive away demons with the will of God behind you. Because the thing about it, God will use you and speak out and dismiss them. But you just got to be willing to open your mouth and speak. That's the part. That's the hard part sometimes.
Mm-hmm. That's the hard part, right. You know, the part when you go to church and the preacher says, is there anybody out there? Is somebody all the way at the top? I know you want to come down and join us. Come on and join. God wants you. You know when they say that, and it's that one person, and they see all the way at the top, don't want to come down because they're embarrassed.
Right.
You have
mm-hmm.
to be, you got to stop being embarrassed. Stop being that person that you just care about what everybody thinks. And the reason why I brought that up is because I went to my church in L.A. is a mega church that I don't go to anymore because I don't like mega churches, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I was with this particular church for a while. But when I was going, I was going to church when I was doing movies. And I remember one Sunday, I got there kind of late, and I was like all the way down there.
mm-hmm.
And one day the preacher was speaking so much to me that it was to me that I came all the way down. Like, you had to walk down. You've seen those big churches on TV. And I walked by myself. But I wasn't by myself because I actually was escorted by my angels. And I feel that that long walk, if people do that and have the courage, I didn't care about, oh, because you know what? The devil would try to make you say, they know who you are. That's what it used to be like. They know who you are. They're going to know you. So I wouldn't go to church because you have the bad demons in your ears telling you that everybody's going to know you. You shouldn't do it. So when I went, and that one Sunday, I walked down that long aisle, and I went to the front of the church, and finally, because the preacher wouldn't give up, he kept saying, it was like about 20 people down there.
Wow.
He was like, it's one more person. God is telling me, it's one more person. It's one more person. You know, get up. God is telling me, get up right now. And look, nobody got up out of the whole church. Nobody else got up.
Wow.
I got up. And my angel's like, go, go. I got up.
Mm-mm.
And I walked all the way down there. And most people would be embarrassed. And I walked down there. And they were asking me questions like, you know, what's going on? What is it? And I told them everything. And it was just like they all started praying for me. But that's just my struggles anyway. I've always been through spiritual struggles. And, you know, like maybe 2 months later, I'm back doing something else. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because that's just how it went. You know, they would come back stronger, like, wait a minute, you know, and come back with something else.
That's right.
Yeah. Give me back,
right.
You know. Huh?
They try to get that master grip. Or they try to get that master grip on you. When you try the thing about it is a lot of people don't understand with demonic forces. It's your free will, but once you enter that dark world, they try to take they take a dog grip on you. And then if you stray away and they'll call their partners. Hey, this one trying to get away. I need some extra help. They'll call two or three of them and get a master grip on you. And when you walk away again, they're like, oh, this heifer ain't learning. Let's bring the whole crew. And they will try.
Right.
And
yeah.
The thing about it is you have to keep on fighting for your freedom. Just because, see, the thing about it, it's easy to cross in that dark world, but it's hard to get out. But once you're out,
that's right.
Now it's like India and me and James and the brother that's not here. Once you're out, Lord, they look at you, and I know you've seen it when you walk in and you see one, and they look and they got that disgust, like they want to just rip your head off and spit down your throat. Literally, look at you like you. And then they'll look at you with that look of, how could you leave us? We was on your team, and like you did something wrong. Literally, but you have to really understand that this is a spiritual warfare that a lot of people are shutting their eyes to. It is, and it's about soul, your soul, my soul, and everyone else's soul.
Mm-hmm.
And contemporary churches are leading the way. Some of them are powerful churches, and some of them are not. And then you have people like me and you and other individuals that are just basically just understand. They basically understand that, hey, this is who God is using. We are the abnormal used for fantastic things. And sometimes God will use the abnormal to use for fantastic things, the ones you least see coming. And that's what we are. We are the secret agents. We are the backdoor dudes. And he's using us. And don't be afraid to just say you can be used. Don't think just because they put a medical term to you or you're crazy or dismissive to it.
That's right.
Just research it, learn it, use your voice. That's all I really have to say. Just use your voice.
Mm-hmm. Just open your mouth.
Definitely. Well, last remarks, guys. Anything you guys want to say?
Well, as we all know, as we're talking about exorcisms and curses and stuff and poltergeist, today was Martin Luther King Day, and I hope everybody reflect on what a great man this this man was. Hope that everybody looked into it at least, or thought about it for at least a minute. I mean, I do every year, especially when I get older, because, you know, it was a part of history that was needed to be done as far as have a change in this society, which has gone a little, and I say little, better, but still got a long way to go. But what he said, not just for black people, but all people of color, you know, all minorities, and even for white people too, because he was just about, look, let's just get along, you know, learn to live with each other, and just move forward from there, you know. And unfortunately, that's not close to being it. It's a little bit better, but it's not there to the promised land, like he said, over 50 years ago. So rest in peace to a great man. I'm always grateful of what he did, what sacrifices he made. And when I think of that, I think of what we talk about, purpose. Obviously, he knew his purpose, and there's other people that should know their purpose just like that. It's just a matter of looking inside your soul and basically just seeing what you're all about. Some people, like I said, just some people it takes longer, unfortunately, but it's never too late. And hopefully, you know, it's never too late to get that and find that, and you go from there, and hopefully it is in a positive way, because Lord knows we need more positivity in this world.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
No kidding. I mean, wow. But, yeah, that's how I feel. And trust me, you will know when you know your purpose. It's not like you just, you'll feel, trust me, it'll be like an epiphany. It really is. It really is.
You got to do what you love. I just want to tell people to do what they love. Start doing what you love. You don't have to, no more, like, I'm not telling people to quit their jobs. But
No.
I think that if you have a job, you can also find time. It's called just figuring out, like, you know, other things that you like to do. Just make time for it and start doing it now. You know, people wait for January, like we talked about before, to do everything different and big. And, you know, you can start every day, and I say that every week, start now, whether it's May, June, July, start now. You have every day to do something different. And I just want to keep saying that to people out there. Don't be afraid. Don't let anyone intimidate you out of your purpose. You have one. And when
do
realize your purpose, go strong in it. Stand strong in it. Don't let nobody tell you that you could not do it. Because trust me, you can do, like when the kids, you know, when you're in school, you can do anything you want to do. That was really true. That was one of the realest things any teacher has ever told me. It was one of the realest. I mean, better than anything I probably learned in school. The best thing was you could be anything you want to be, because that is true. I believe that.
That's
I believe
right.
that whatever I wanted and I chose, because I chose one of the hardest careers, but I believed it. I believed that I would. I told myself, I'm going to get signed. I'm going to get a record deal. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it over here. I'm going to be touring. And I did everything I said I was at 17 years old, by 17 years old. I did that because since a little girl, that's all I wanted to do. But every day I wake up, I dreamed it, I breathed it, I ate it. So when you act like that with your purpose, you will have a purpose, and your purpose is going to come into your life because you are bringing it into existence. So I just want to encourage people, drop the fear, pick up the positive vibes, and just put it out there in your words, and it will come to you. Definitely on the curse thing, don't be putting curses on people, you guys. Just let it go.
It's not cool.
Don't do that. Ain't nobody got time for that. As far as exorcisms, I think that a lot of stuff is happening right now in this crazy world of ours. Every day you got something going on. Really need to pray more, and we need to really just, like, you know, your great-grandma, your grandma, remember they used to pray all the time. That's why they saved you and kept you out of trouble, because they did. I think that people need to pray more, and it will answer your question again, James, of, you know, why is the evil, like, feeling stronger?
That's right.
We need to make good feel stronger. Good needs to feel stronger. And I think good is stronger. it will always be strong. It will always be strong. No matter how evil seems like it's gaining more momentum or whatever, it will always win. Just know that. But you have to pray. Just pray, pray, pray. Pray, pray, pray.
Exactly.
Pray for people you don't even like. I pray for people I don't even care. I don't even like sometimes. But guess what? I think you have to do that because sometimes I don't hate them. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody pissed me off bad enough, I still, you know what, let me just pray because, you know, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it. I'm not going to let you take me there. So,
true.
So that's what I want to say and put out there into the universe and for you guys this week. Next week, we don't know our topic yet, but we will let you know. So, Commander, what's your last thoughts?
Yeah.
Well, my thing is, like you said, we got to pray more. And the dark is prevalent in the world now. I'm just telling people, just learn to look for the sun. Bathe in the sun. You got to bathe in the sun, baby, because the dark will consume you. It's easy to get consumed as long as you're praying and looking for the sun. And everybody's saying purpose. I'm obsessed with my purpose. And obsession is not bad. Be obsessed with your purpose. Be obsessed with who you are. And just bathe in the sun, people. That's all I say.
Bathe in the sun.
I like that.
Bathe in the sun. Just put the suds all over your body and bathe in it.
Yeah. Feel the warmth.
Yeah, what she said.
Wow.
Well, we definitely appreciate you guys. Follow our show page, Vamp City Show, on Twitter. And we definitely appreciate you guys. We're going to get this email going, you guys, because I really think that we need an email because there's a lot of people who don't like to call and talk to us because we're talking about taboo topics, I guess, to them. I don't consider it taboo. But really think we might have an email open to our public just for those people who just might not, you know, be ready to talk. So we will respect that, okay?
Yes. Most definitely.
So I guess that's it, you guys. We love you, and we'll see you guys next Monday.
Ooh.
I enjoyed you all, man. This was different. I love it.
Yes, it is special. Oh, by the way, I have a request. I love Carla Page's new song, Supernova. It's okay if I play that to end the show.
Okay, is there any cuss words in that song?
No.
Okay,
no,
we can play
it.
Because I cannot go off the show with all these positive things, and then all of a sudden it's like, beep, 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 and then they're like, everybody's looking like, okay, So
we're not bathing,
it,
we're not bathing in the sun with
song,
that.
We could play it, definitely.
Yeah, you ain't bathing with that yet.
Yeah, because that happened, and see, that's nothing but the devil. Because one day on this show, I don't know if y'all remember, I took a break, and I pushed one of the songs, and I didn't know, like, what the song. I just said, well, it has a good name. It didn't say nothing provocative. And the song, as soon as it came off, B, and I said, okay. And I'm trying to cut it off. It wouldn't go off. I said, you know what? I just couldn't. So, you know, definitely what we do now, I just try not to play the music at all sometimes.
Hey, I do like your song, too, India. I like your song. I heard it the other night. It's nice.
Which one?
Artist Seduction.
Artist Seduction.
Yes.
I like that one.
Who?
Yes. The Artist Seduction.
Oh, the one we can't play on this show?
Yeah, well, not
exactly.
On this show. Yeah.
Not on this show.
Like I told
you
guys, my angels know that I am a work of in progress, okay? I told you guys
I
am not perfect.
Hey,
and
hey,
I got a lot of work to do.
As I said, I like the song. Don't kill the messenger. I didn't say I like the song.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
It's a beautiful song. Yes. Beautiful song. It's a positive song.
All right, you guys. So here's Carla Page, Supernova. We'll be back next week, so make sure you guys check out our other shows, too, all week we have on Dollhouse Radio. We love you. We'll be back 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bye.
Bye. Buenas nachos.
Buenas nachos.